The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You've heard the saying, time is money, but you might not realize how easy it is to cash in on the time you spend waiting in line or sitting on the subway. Imagine how much you'd be worth if you could trade in all the aimless phone scrolling for real money. JumpTask is bringing you a special offer to get $7 instantly. Just click the link in the description below, sign up, and you'll receive a $7 reward from one of its partners. Be quick, as only the first 1,000 users will get this offer. They offer tons of different opportunities to earn money fast, from filling out surveys to playing pay-to-earn games. You can access a huge range of paid micro-tasks from a single easy-to-use app. You don't need any specialized skills, just an internet connection and the urge to earn. You'll get paid in a secure, decentralized cryptocurrency. And unlike other gig platforms, JumpTask doesn't take a cut of your pay or make you wait for days to cash out. You can easily exchange your Jump token for other currencies or invest it in a staking pool for effortless income. Demand will only grow, so the sooner you join, the more your earnings will be worth. Don't let another second of your valuable time go to waste. Click the link in the description right now and join the workforce of the future. Start earning on your terms.
Victor Bethel, could we get your name?
I already gave my name.
Okay. I haven't talked to anybody who has your name. If you could just tell us what your name is.
It's James.
James, okay.
Holmes.
James what?
Holmes.
The story I'm about to share has changed my life forever. I haven't been the same after it happened. I was in college, incredibly shy and a socially awkward girl. I wanted to get into dating, but my insecurities always pulled me back. So, following a friend's suggestion, I opened an account on a dating site called matchmaking.com. I put a moderate-looking picture on my display and waited for someone to match me. A week went by without any luck until one night, I got a request from a guy named James Holmes. His display picture was a fan art of Batman. We had a small talk about what we do and where we live. James said he's a neuroscience student. To my surprise, I found out he lives in the same neighborhood as mine. I wanted to talk more, but he straight away asked if he could meet me and talk face to face. The fact that he knows how I look, but I don't have a single clue about his appearance, made me a little worried in the beginning. But then I thought, what harm will come even if I go on this blind date? After all, we will be in public, and I can walk out at any moment if I don't like him. So, eventually, I agreed, and we decided to meet at a local diner. Looking my best, I went to this diner on a Saturday evening. It was filled with people, which gave me a little relief. I waited for 5 minutes when a guy with red curly hair and a pale face walked up to my table. Daisy? I awkwardly smiled and said, "Yep, that's me. Hi, I'm James. Sorry for making you wait, my practical classes went long today." "It's alright, I just got here." "Cool." He was wearing a Batman shirt, which by now convinced me that he was a Batman fan. There was nothing wrong with him, but still, I began to feel a little weird from the moment we met. His face was so pale that it seemed almost bloodless. He had tired, big eyes, probably from late-night studying. We ordered some food and started talking. "So, you want to be a neurologist?" "Maybe. I have some other plans, too."
"What other plans?"
"Nothing big, just want to kill a bunch of people." No matter how weird his joke was, I had to laugh too. I thought his sense of humor was broken, and soon I got to know why. We talked some more, nothing intimate or what you'd expect to hear from a guy on a first date. Then came the time where we had to call it a night. I guess I should be going home then. If you don't mind, I'd like to drop you off. I felt better when he suggested this, so I agreed immediately. We got into his red pickup truck and started driving by the empty highway. Everything was fine for the first 10 minutes. We listened to some music and talked some more. But then suddenly, he stopped his car on the stranded highway and turned towards me. The look in his eyes was nothing like before. A sick smile appeared on his face and he said, "I like you, Daisy. Can I tell you something?"
Sure.
"Do you know how it feels to die?"
"Excuse me?"
"I know that everything starts to go dark in front of your eyes. Then you feel your heartbeat getting super fast. And then you feel pressure on your neck, like your breath is coming to an end. Your body stiffens and you realize that this is it. Any second now, the heartbeat starts to slow down, almost coming to a stop." The way he went on explaining and then stopped talking made my skin crawl. Drops of sweat appeared on my forehead and I felt what a huge mistake I had made by agreeing to come on this blind date. There were no living beings around us and no one knew that I was sitting in a pickup truck on a stranded highway with a guy named James Holmes. No one would be able to find my body if he killed me tonight. With a fearful voice, I asked,
How do you know all this?"
"I felt it when I was 11 years old, when I tried to end my own life."
But why?"
"That's a story for some other time, Daisy. If you ever see me again." "Are you ready to go home now?"
I just couldn't speak anymore. I only nodded my head yes. He started the car and none of us said a single word the rest of the way. When we reached my street, my breathing finally became normal. He stopped a little distance from my dorm and leaned to open the door for me. For that few seconds, our faces were too close to each other. My eyes were stuck into his. I could feel his warm breaths on me.
"Good night, Daisy. Be the way you are. The beautiful, fragile flower after which you have been named. Never change. I hope no one ever plucks you out."
Saying this, he opened the door and let me go. I can't explain how I got into my dorm. I deleted my profile from the dating site and all other social media pages. I changed my number and moved to another building closer to my university. I did everything that was in my power to not meet this man, James Holmes, ever again. Luckily, I never did. But I heard about him in the year 2012. I was sitting with my family on a holiday night having dinner when my husband turned on the news. The news flashed about a mass shooting taking place inside a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. He turned the volume up and my stomach dropped hearing the newsreader. "A mass shooting has occurred inside a Century 16 movie theater in Aurora, Colorado during a midnight screening of the film The Dark Knight Rises. Dressed in tactical clothing, a man named James Holmes set off tear gas grenades and shot into the audience with multiple firearms. 12 people were killed and 70 others were injured, 58 of them from gunfire. It's considered to be the deadliest shooting in Colorado since the Columbine High School massacre in 1999. Holmes was arrested minutes later in his car outside the cinema. After searching his house, the cops found homemade explosives and incendiary devices. These will be defused by the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office bomb squad within the next 24 hours. Everyone reacted with misery, astonishment, and terror. Only I stayed silent throughout the night. I just couldn't tell anyone that I went on a date with a mass murderer in my college days. I kept my eyes on the news to watch the end of my former date as his trial proceeded. On May 27th, a court-appointed psychiatrist named Dr. William Reed interviewed Holmes for a total of 22 hours. Later, he testified that Holmes was mentally ill but legally sane. Dr. William Reed diagnosed Holmes as having a schizotypal personality disorder, which gave me closure on his deranged behavior that night. After a long trial and 12-hour deliberation on the day of the final verdict, the jurors found Holmes guilty on all 24 counts of first-degree murder, 140 counts of attempted first-degree murder, one count of possessing explosives, and a sentence enhancement of a crime of violence. Holmes was sentenced to 12 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole for murder charges, and an additional 3,318 years for the attempted murder and explosive possession charges. I have a daughter, and whenever I imagine one day she'll begin her dating life, a cold shiver rushes down my spine. I pray to God that she doesn't make the same mistake her mother did. There's a reason the phrase stranger danger exists.
I just can't look at her, Susie. God is so unfair sometimes. I know, Mom. But we have to be strong for Margie.
Margie was sitting in a chair right beside the open casket where her deceased husband, Nassar, laid inside. Her tears have dried up. Her dreams were shattered now. She wanted to be a musician and a loving wife, but destiny had something else planned for her. It's an irony how she promised Nassar to spend her life with him, but only got 6 months. Not even in her wildest dreams did she see it coming. Nassar died in a sudden car crash, and here she was now, sitting beside his dead body, being his widow. Margie's sister Susie came to her and said, "Let's get something to eat. I'm not hungry. But you need to eat. You haven't eaten anything since last night. Come on." Susie held Margie's hand and took her to the house. She made her a sandwich and said, "Accidents are uncertain, Margie. That's why we call them accidents. But we can't stop living, right?" "I know. You need to get back on your feet. We're still young, you know. I was thinking about working in Mother's Tavern. Do you think she'll agree?" "Why not? It's better to indulge yourself in a job than sing at home and gradually losing yourself to despair. Don't worry. I'll talk to her." In the next few days, Margie started her new job. The tavern was located on the outskirts of town. She would spend most of her day managing customers. There used to be a lot of drunk drivers, truckers, and bikers who regularly visited the tavern. One day, Margie was taking out the trash at the dumpster behind the tavern when she noticed a group of bikers standing at the side of the road laughing and smoking. All of them were heavily built men wearing leather jackets and pants. They had tattoos all over their body, and at first, their appearance looked no less than thugs and vagabonds. Margie noticed a man among those bikers. He had drunken eyes and wore a black turban on his head. The man was smoking when suddenly he looked at Margie and their eyes met. Margie felt a bolt of lightning rushing through her veins as if she was electrocuted. The man smiled at her in an eerie way, and feeling awkward, Margie went inside the tavern. Sitting behind the bar, all she could think about was this mysterious biker who appeared scary yet charming at the same time. She was shocked that his bad boy persona kind of felt attractive to her. Moments later, the biker group entered the tavern and started drinking, but that particular biker was not among them. Feeling curious, Margie came out looking for him. Her eyes were searching for this mysterious stranger when she heard a rough, heavy voice behind her. "Not every day I see a girl like you in a place like this." She turned back and saw him standing behind her with an expressionless face. "I came here to stay with my mom and sister for a while."
"Good for me then."
"I'm Margaret."
"Jaeger. Randy Jaeger. My pals call me Mad Yeager.
Margie couldn't help but smile a little. And since that day, her life changed. She started seeing Yeager every other day. He would pick her up from the tavern on his bike, and they would ride on the highway at full speed. Even though it scared her, the fact that she had nothing to lose in this life turned her fearless after this point. She liked Yeager for his wild, ecstatic nature, but slowly started to realize how dangerous this guy could be. One evening, they were sitting near a lake amidst the woods. Yeager went to close to Marjorie to kiss her, just when a wild coyote came from the bush and started barking at them. Margie ignored the coyote, but Yeager got pissed. He picked up a rock and threw it at the coyote. The animal dodged the rock while barking in fear. "Why did you do that? He wasn't doing any harm."
"You will understand once you give it a try. Here, go on."
I don't know what happened, but Margie took the rock from Yeager's hand and threw it at the coyote. Getting hit by the rock this time, the coyote finally squealed in pain and ran back into the woods.
"Did it feel good?"
"I don't know."
"You'll get used to it. Life always hurts us, Margie. And sometimes we need to hurt it back so that we can feel free."
Margie couldn't sleep that entire night after coming home that day. She could feel that what she did today was wrong, but still, she couldn't feel remorse. Is it because she was dead from the inside? After all, nothing matters in the end. Since that day, Margie neither cared for herself nor anyone else except Yeager. Her mom and her sister were highly against her relationship with a hooligan biker who does nothing but terrorize the town with his gang named the Outlaw. One day, Susie tried to talk Margie out of this relationship, but the way she behaved scared the entire family.
"You're just jealous because I'm not crying and sobbing like a normal widow. You want me to die in sadness and not live the way I want to."
"What are you saying? If you really want to start over, then choose someone who will be a good influence, not some fugitive who's always on the run. Why can't you see that, Margie? He's bad for you. Please try to understand. You've got a second chance at life. Don't just give it away like that." "Shut up, you evil witch." Saying this, Margie left for work, and Susie broke down in tears. She could see her sister going through an impending doom, but she couldn't stop her. One morning, she knocked on Margie's room, saying,
"Get up. You're going to be late for work."
"Margie, are you all right? Margie." Guessing something wasn't right, Susie entered Margie's room, and to her shock, she saw the bedroom window wide open. Margie was gone, but her clothes and shoes and everything was still in the room. She even left her inhaler, which was odd because she suffered from asthma attacks.
"Mom! Mom, I can't find Margie! Call the cops!"
The sheriff came to Margie's house that evening and interrogated Susie and her mom about Yeager. He said Margie's disappearance will be filed under a missing persons report. He also informed them that Yeager is one of the most wanted criminals. There were possibilities that he kidnapped Margie, but at the same time, it's also possible that Margie went with him willingly.
"I must tell you that Randy is wanted for 6 counts of murder, racketeering, terrorism, and robbery."
"Oh my God, please help us, officer. We just want our Margie home soon."
Margie's mom broke down into tears.
"We will try our best."
The sheriff left, and the cops left no stones unturned to track Yeager. One thing they were certain about was that if they found Yeager, they were going to find Margie too. It was a bright, sunny afternoon when 2 cops saw Yeager in a bar in Rosarito Beach, Mexico. They immediately called for backup and captured Yeager from the bar. 2 other cops spotted Margie sitting inside a worn-out car in the parking lot. One of them yelled at her, saying,
"Margie, we've arrested Yeager. You need to come with us."
But before they could reach her, Margie panicked and pressed the accelerator so hard that the car took off, making a tire screeching noise. The chase began in the broad daylight. The cops repeatedly told Margie to stop her car, but she was desperate. She was driving recklessly, dodging cars, moving past anything that came in her way. But the chase ended in a big tragedy. Margie was near the railway crossing when she lost control of the car and hit a big oil truck at full speed. Margie's sister was called out to the station to identify her body. Susie collapsed on the ground crying her heart out when she saw her sister lying on a stretcher. Margie had a difficult life, which she didn't expect. The sudden trauma and heartbreak turned her into a completely different person, which made her careless for herself and her loved ones. She gave up too early and made all the wrong decisions, which pushed her into taking her own life for being reckless. Yeager was indicted on charges of racketeering and conspiracy. He pleaded guilty in exchange for a 15-year term in federal prison.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. No compromises needed. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed pieces to keep you comfortable anywhere. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. Get comfortable anywhere with the Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.